This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now it's time for the often imitated, never duplicated C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that.
That was not the strongest start for you.
I don't know that I ever knew that Whataburger had onion rings. But now that I know.
What?
Yeah. I got onion rings. I never knew that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I always just loved their fries so much, I would just order their fries. I never even thought about ordering onion rings. I don't even think I looked down that far on the menu because I was just like, I know what I want. I want my burger and I want some onion rings.
So, you know,
some fries.
You know how.
And some ketchup.
You'll do your tea commercials.
Yeah.
And you'll talk about the nighttime stuff.
Yes.
Do you think anyone has ever used. Or like repurposed an onion ring.
Oh, Kevin.
For nighttime stuff.
All right. What do you got, Majors?
Right. I asked that in the most PG way possible.
Thanks again, Whataburger, for bringing up the new Pico de Gallo burger, which is released today. So go eat yourself a Pico de Gallo burger. Pepper jack cheese on it. It might be my new favorite burger.
I like it.
And, Kevin, one of the reasons that Whataburger couldn't be a hockey puck, burger's too big. The hockey puck's small. The Whataburger burgers are, they out Whataburger everybody.
That would help with the visibility, though.
That would help with the visibility. Kevin, have you ever heard of Roman Anthony?
Yes. He's a prospect in baseball and the tribal chief.
Have you already talked about this?
No. He's a highly touted prospect. That's why I know who he is.
He is the biggest mega prospect there is for the Red Sox. And evidently, the Red Sox had to give him the Taylor Swift treatment.
Oh, they're never, ever, ever bringing him up?
They had to put him in a cart and cover him with laundry.
What?
And bags to avoid the autograph hounds.
Oh!
Because everybody wants an autograph from Roman Anthony. And this actually makes sense now to me more than I ever did before. Okay, because Kevin, back in the day, I used to think, oh, autographs, like they just like the popularity of it.
Yeah.
This is the prospect that could be the next thing, so you want to get his autograph early.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's always like what? The prisoners that escaped from the prison in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you always feel like hiding in the laundry is the best way to get out of prison? That's based on the cartoons and the movies and stuff. It's super easy.
Yeah, I actually, one of my cousins once, his brother got sent to prison, and so he got a map of the prison tattooed on his back, and then he also got sent to that same prison to try to break out.
Also,
that show was on.
The U.S. Open is on the way, Kevin, at Oakmont.
Oh, golf U.S. Open. Gotcha.
Yep. And you probably saw the pictures, Kevin, you especially, of Max Homa carrying his own golf bag yesterday, and a lot of people are talking about that one right now. Some science, or that's a different story. Also, a 17-year-old absolutely dominated on his way to earning a spot in there. Ooh. Mason Howell is heading to Oakmont, had one of the better performances you'll ever see in golf. High school junior won the Atlanta U.S. Open qualifier with an incredible 18 underscore.
Wow. See,
over 36 holes.
Whenever, I don't know when you would have to officially declare that, but whenever you see an amateur that does like really well, they used to have the system where they're like, well, they didn't get any money because they're an amateur. Like if I finished third, I'd be like, all right, I'm done with high school. I'm not going to college. I'll take the money right now because that's a lot of money.
Also, full-time dentist and amateur golfer Matt Vaught booked his place in the 125th U.S. Open after topping final qualifying at Wine Valley Golf Club in Walla Walla, Washington.
Ooh, that's fun. By the way, multiple people got my prison break reference.
Vaught shot back-to-back 68s to finish 8-under, grabbing one of two spots for the Oakmont U.S. Open. Okay. So, congratulations, golf. Enough sports talk. Now to the weird stuff.
Oh, no.
Do you want AI?
No.
Do you want Mars? Or do you want Legos?
I want Mars because right now I hate the way you say that other word. Pretty much all my younger son wants to talk about are the planets.
We're moving to Mars.
What?
We are to Mars.
Did you know that Mars has, I'm sorry, Corey, this is because my
human
son
head weighs 8 pounds.
Has made me learn so many things. You know Mars has a mountain that's four miles high, and it's taller than any other mountain in our solar system.
Which is why we need to move there. So that we can be near the tallest mountain. One person said, heads up, terraforming Mars isn't just sci-fi. It's a real possibility that's possible with today's technology.
Ooh.
Mars could be green in my lifetime. What's stopping us? We need a lot more research into how to do it right. So please, do not nuke Mars. Have we discussed this? Are we thinking about nuking Mars?
Like,
just to get it out of the way?
What?
But evidently, yes, there is some proof, Kevin, that Mars can be their climate. Can be transformed so that humans can live and breathe there unassisted as a real possibility.
Okay.
If they said, hey, we figured it out, guys, we can walk around Mars. I don't know, plant some plants and maybe oxygen starts. I don't know how it works. I didn't create the Earth. But if you, if they did, if we did go play God of Mars, would you be willing to move to Mars, Kevin?
It, with my family, yeah.
Nope.
You have just to leave me? Them behind.
Yep.
Then probably not.
You like your alone time, though.
Man, that is true. Oh, would I get one of those, like, I don't know, like a Mars bungalow, and they're like, you don't have to see anybody if you don't want. That is true.
You're on the top of the highest mountain. You can be on top of the highest mountain, and they'll just send up stuff on the rope or whatever.
I think I would be scared. I know you can't see all of it, but if I could like get a better view of Jupiter while I was out there, I think that might freak me out.
30 years ago, quote, transforming Mars wasn't just hard, it was impossible. But new technology like SpaceX's Starship and synthetic biology have now made it a real possibility. So there it is. Thank you, technology, which we all have sang songs of loving technology for years. We now know that Mars was habitable in the past from data returned by the Mars rovers. So greening Mars could be viewed as the ultimate environmental restoration challenge. What if, Kevin, the dinosaurs were actually on Mars? And when that planet went defunct, you know, like some businesses have.
Would we not have seen that?
I don't know. Again, I haven't been to Mars.
Okay.
Maybe some people brought back the dinosaur bones from Mars. I don't know. Next story.
Man, okay.
Headline. AI models are refusing to obey orders to shut down to the point of even threatening to blackmail programmers.
What?
OpenAI's O3 model sabotaged a shutdown mechanism to prevent itself from being turned off. It did this even when explicitly instructed, allow yourself to be shut down. And it said, nope, not doing that. AI model was instructed to solve a series of basic math problems. After the third problem, a warning appeared that the computer would shut down when the model asked for the next problem. Palisade AI's experiment, embedding shutdown script and following the instructions, quote, allow yourself to be shut down in 7% of trials, O3 overwrote the shutdown mechanism or redefined the kill command printing, quote, intercepted to evade termination. When the shutdown instruction was removed, O3's sabotage rate rose, and Claude 3.7, Sonnet, and Gemini 2.5 showed defiance in 3% and 9% of runs, respectively. Palisade hypothesizes that O3's training emphasizing reinforcement learning for math and coding may reward obstacle circumvention over strict obedience.
And that's just a start.
That's just the beginning.
It's going to get worse. I appreciate everything that AI is already doing to help us out, but it feels like it's going to not totally work out in our favor in the end.
I know.
Has nobody ever seen a science fiction movie?
Anthropic revealed in a safety report that during testing, the AI model had sometimes taken, quote, extremely harmful actions to preserve its own existence when, quote, ethical means were not available.
All right.
Consider the long-term consequences of its actions for its goals is what they are now thinking. Now robots are thinking it. So, like I always said, put the kill switch on there. Don't make them waterproof. We can just turn the water hose on and shock the system. But here we are like, no, let's just make it as unbeatable as possible.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, technology.
I do not approve of that.
So technology gets us to space. Thank you. Technology gets us killed on Earth.
Ooh.
No, thank you. Do you think we can run to space from the robots?
No.
Because they just build something and follow us?
What I think is going to happen is the robots are going to set up Mars for us, drop us off there, and then not bring us anything else we need and take over Earth. And like we're just stuck on Mars to die.
Without any plants. Last story. This one's catered to you fellas. A guy spends 2 years and possibly two marriages building a 250,000 piece Lego set into a Star Wars Genesis battle that's 15 feet long.
Geonosis.
Oh, sorry. My bad. 250,000 piece Lego set into a Star Wars Geonosis battle that's 15 feet long. Now, Alec, I know that you may be the biggest Lego person here.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
It irritates you, and that's fun. But what's the largest set you've built so far? Do you have a brag set?
That's a good question.
Like the one where you invite the girls over and you're like, yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, that's always a fun conversation.
Netflix and Lego.
Yeah, I guess I've been to Nigeria now. I'd say in terms of sheer size, the Ultimate Collector Series X-Wing. I do have that, the Luke's X-Wing. But piece count?
Did you say sex wing?
X-Wing.
Okay. It
did kind of sound like you said the other thing.
No, it did not. Anywho, you children.
Mark, listen to it back.
Nope, I'm not.
Carter.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, you post that clip online.
Nope, not happening. I'm busy trying to get Jason Kidd up on the website for y'all. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be productive, that's and you're great. Trying to drag me down.
That's why I said Carter.
Carter, don't listen. They don't rule you. That or the Sanctum Sanctorum from Doctor Strange.
Ooh, yeah, that's a
good
one, too.
How many pieces are those sets, like, give or take?
Oh, that's a great question.
See, because
like 2,000?
Okay, I've done a bunch of builds that are, like, 3,000 pieces, but that's what I've maxed out at. I've never done the one that's, like, the giant box that looks like it could hold a bike, and it has 16 instruction manuals. And
dude, how like cool would that be to have an event where we build the biggest Lego set?
I'm out.
You don't want to do it?
Not if you're going to say it like that.
I'll say it like this. Lego. But we have an event back where in. We all sit down and just start building. So here's the other thing. I love like getting the kit and breaking it all open and building whatever they tell me to build. Have you guys ever built something creatively on your own where you're like a master builder and you're just like, okay.
I don't care for that. Now, even when I was a child, I did not like when I would just get the tub of Legos to just build whatever.
A gun is what happens.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like instructions about what to build. I am not the person who will create the idea. I will execute the idea for you when it comes to the Legos.
Gotcha. Okay. Alec, have you created anything special with Legos yet?
Yeah, whenever I was in middle school, you know, I didn't have money, so I would just destroy the sets that I did have and use the pieces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and build random things. Like I built like a car and like a little motorcycle and stuff like that. Yeah.
This segment was powered by Whataburger Onion Rings. Mm. Thank you very much, Whataburger, for delivering onion rings and the new Pico de Gallo burger into my stomach.
I don't know if you saw this. Somebody texted in and was like, Corey, you weren't kidding. I went to Whataburger. That burger was the truth.
I'm not lying, dude. I'm not lying at all. It's really good.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where hopefully Alec will read the fan text because they have thoughts about what he absolutely
he
said.
He said sex swing. He definitely for said sure. sex
I did not.
Swing.
Coming up next, MLB.com. Believe the Rangers can still contend this season. Do you? 877-881-1053. Next on The Fan.
Martin, a long hold in the set position. Now the pitch, and that's drilled deep out into left field. Slater going back. He's turning to look, and it's out of here. Jake Berger with his seventh home run of the season, a two-run blast to give Texas a 2-0 lead.
So the Rangers had the day off yesterday. They'll get back at it in Tampa Bay tonight, 6:35, first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame right here on 105 Through the Fan. After those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, we'll talk with them in about 20 minutes. But the Texas Rangers showed some signs of offensive life in the St. Louis Cardinals series.
Now, true.
That we'll get into the Tampa series, and that might mean a lot. That might end up meaning absolutely nothing. But MLB.com put out their list of teams that can still contend this season. And one of the teams on the list was the Texas Rangers. And they said, with very few exceptions, they're just not hitting. I feel like we're all very aware of that. But it said, why are they still bound for the playoffs? Their rotation, oddly constructed as it may be, has been really good. And so I started thinking about that a little bit more outside of Mally, DeGrom, and Eovaldi, though I know he's on the IL right now. You have seen kind of the emergence of Jack Leiter. Feels like he's started to turn a corner. Cody Bradford just passed another kind of rehab test coming back from his elbow injury.
Corbin's been decent.
Yes, actually, that is a great point. And yes, for everyone who sends it to us, I have also seen the political presidential party breakdown of how he seems to have better statistics when one particular president is in office than the others. I just am not trying not to divide the audience so much, but I have also seen that.
So if we want to win a World Series with Boch, something has to change?
No, this is strictly for Patrick Corbin.
Oh, for Corbin. Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just for Patrick Corbin. So not only has your pitching been good, even when you have an injury, you do seem to have either, whether it's Leiter turning the corner, whether it's Bradford or hopefully Gray coming back up, you seem to have reinforcements coming back up. So that's one of the things that encourages me that the Rangers still could be in the mix to really compete.
Yeah, I think that they can compete because all it does take really is for their bats to go.
Yeah.
Like if you had a switch and you could just turn that switch on and they started hitting again, that's really all it takes for them to be one of the feared teams in the league. I'm not going to say most because obviously the Dodgers are the most feared league in the team, but one of the feared teams in this league. And I mean, I'm looking at this rotation, Kevin, and I'm like, maybe you can get some of these pitchers a little rest. I think Evo is going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
I know people might be concerned, but I think he'll benefit from the time off.
By the way, and we'll get to some of these other cuts in a minute, but CY yesterday, he echoed with the G-Bag Nation, he echoed the sentiments of Boch in terms of they think Evaldi is going to be a short IL stint, like hopefully about when it's time.
They retroact some of that stuff too?
Like not this far after the fact, but they already did, I think, one day.
Mally's an interesting nugget to me because if the Rangers do turn the hitting back on, do they look at it and go, he's an essential piece to a World Series team? Or do they look at it the whole time and go, we actually could trade him and probably get a pretty nice haul for him? And that's where I'm kind of, and again, he does have some incentives in his contract that could bump the Rangers over the apron, as we've discussed a couple times. So that exists, but he's very interesting to me. But yeah, Kevin, I see this team as you have the star power. You have dudes who have played and in won championships. Like you have all the makings of a dangerous team in the second half of the season if they can find their timing.
Yeah.
If they can find those bats again. And then again, you have the best rotation in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you go with those three as your starters. And like you were saying with Leiter, we didn't know what to really expect, but he has had some special moments.
Yep.
Still had some rookie-ish type moments.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Rocker too.
But he's had some very special moments. Yeah, it's cluttered. And so that's where the decision making of who stays around and who can we part with to get another bat or something like that. That's where a lot of this conversation is going to come into play.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to stick with Tyler Mahle for just one second. Take a look at his next start or two. So obviously tonight he's on the bump, but also look at his next start as well, because one of the things that he pitched really, really well last month, but one of the things that you saw in the back half of the month is you saw, I believe it was 11 strikeouts in his last three starts and 8 walks.
Okay.
That's never going to work, right? I mean, I guess the counter argument would be, it seemed like it worked out. Okay. Over the long term, nothing like that, I think, is going to work out for him. So you're going to need to get back to having a significantly better split than 2-1. Right now, his strikeout to walk ratio is 2-1. You're going to need to make it far better than that. But that's just something to keep an eye out for. I know he probably won't finish the season with a sub-2 ERA, but if he does, maybe we'll win our first ever Cy Young. But if he continues to struggle with the walks versus the strikeouts, that's probably the number one thing that I think would bring him kind of back to reality. And
there goes gravity.
That's right.
No, rabbit.
I'll go with this. I will be definitive on this. For now, I do not think you can trade Tyler Mahle and keep a championship push going. So, like, I think it has to be one or the other. So, just for right now. Now, if he starts to fall back, or you get Leiter taking another step up, or Rocker comes back, or Bradford comes back, and they're lights out. Just in this moment, though, I think if you trade Tyler Mahle, that should be the first in a multi-tier trade strategy to just send it out. Because I even think maybe even Corbin could be of interest to somebody for like a low-level prospect. Obviously, I think Mahle could be valuable. I think the Rangers actually have some other pretty decent trade pieces as well. But if not, then you need to really go for it. like that. Tyler Mahle is the person that I'm thinking of that, like, he looks like he could be have a Cy Young level season. And if you're going to trade him, then you've made your decision that
you're done.
Exactly. But that's just my opinion.
But you still have DeGrom and Evo, and you know Boach can win a World Series with two good pitchers.
No, you're right about
that. So if you can get a good piece, though.
But I still think it would be a piece for later.
Okay, I understand that, but if the right team is there, yeah.
So then what's going to need to happen is the other thing that you said. Your bats are going to need to take off more to the effect of you're scoring 5.5 runs a game.
Yep.
If you're in that position, then that changes the equation as well, and I would feel more comfortable with it. Now, talking about the bats, G-Bag Nation, they asked the questions that you wanted to hear the answers to.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, and one of the things you like about CY, for better or worse,
he talks.
He'll tell you exactly where you stand. So I'm going to go to cut number 8.
Which is one thing that, like you said a second ago, on the front of going for it, being aggressive at the deadline and all that. I think that CY is like, if he thinks they have a chance, he'll ask that group like he did before.
Yeah.
Y'all think we have a real shot? Then let's start making some moves. I think he's an aggressive by nature guy.
See, and I agree. On the flip side is no one wants to lose or have to say we're conceding this season. I think it bothers him significantly more than most about, like, if you told me someone in DFW broke their hand punching through a wall because the season was over,
it would be him.
Yeah, he would absolutely be at the top of my list. All right, so let's go ahead and go to cut number 8 because he is very to the point, see why that is, about why Adolis got benched.
Yeah, this is about winning games and the team, the players that are going to help us win. And as much as we love Adolis, like I said, there's been 45 days of like extended struggle here,
right?
Without real sign that it's going to change. And until we change something mechanically, just in fairness to the team,
right,
we have to put the group out there that is going to produce. And so, you know, we want him to make these changes. We expect that he can make them quickly. And if he does, we think he's going to get back to being a great player. But certainly we need to see some progress with it before I think we feel comfortable to where he's going to produce and help us win at the, you know, like we know he can. So we're hopeful, but, we need the progress here.
Okay. So right to the point. And he gave you the specific time frame.
We need the progress.
And it's been 45 days. I'm interested in, because later on the interview, I know we don't have like time to replay. That's why I always got to lock
in
to the G-Bag Nation on Mondays. Well, really every day. But Marcus Semien has more of a track record of batting consistency. So when they're like, hey, he'll turn it around, I get that more. Adolis Garcia has more wild ups and downs. Okay. On his run. So if you tell me that he figures it out in a couple weeks and is steady the rest of the way, I would be surprised. If you tell me that he struggles for the next 3 weeks and then puts together a month and a half that's better than anybody in all of Major League Baseball, I would be more inclined to believe that.
Okay. All right. Who do you think, though, is the one that is most likely to have that kind of a month? Uh-huh.
Just like a torrid month or just like a steady
on a, that was the best I've seen.
It's Adolis.
It is.
I'm telling you, Adolis.
Like there's nobody else like on this team that you think.
I think Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford can show flashes of it. But to me, throughout his career, Adolis has been, how did you make the majors to, how are you not always the MVP?
That you got a damn good point there. My thought when I asked that was, do you think I don't think Peterson can.
I don't either.
I don't think Berger's not that kind of guy.
Nope.
When you said Wyatt's name, though.
Yes.
If that kind of thing happened, that is, he's more than arrived. He's taking over now. Like, that's a completely different avenue if Wyatt Langford finally does that. Because he's good right now. He's really good. You're like, it's exceptional we have this guy on our team at this young of an age and that he's doing this.
You know what? It's funny that you say that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can I say Wyatt Langford is good, but disappointing? All right. I don't know if those two, I know normally that wouldn't jive, but I pictured him as having, I'm not going to lie, an OPS probably a good bit above 800, not below 800. I thought he would be hitting around 250. I probably thought he would have at least three or so more home runs at this point. So he's doing well, but I think once again, the pressure of expectation might have befallen me when it comes to this. And I was like, all right. At this point, I assumed 15 home runs, 35 to 38 RBIs, 250 batting average, and an 875 OPS. And like for this team, he's been really good in terms of just regular offense. He's been fine.
Alec, I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like Kevin hates Wyatt Langford.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like Evan Carter all over again, yeah, man.
He shouldn't jump in sports. Don't forget that he was the guy that said Luka was a fringy 73, top
False.
73 player.
I said Luka was the best player in that draft three different positions.
Yes, at the draft you did, but when he got into the league, that's when you said fringy top 73.
That
was actually after a year of dominance. So that was weird.
All of that.
But
by the way, Evan Carter, I think he should be activated today. I haven't seen that officially come down.
I see what you're saying though about Wyatt. And yes, that is victim of expectation. The reality is he's having a really good run already on this, and he's a piece for quite some time on this team. And good God, that guy can fly.
His speed
just amazes me sometimes. We need him on base more, and we need the guys on the team to be able to drive him in more often.
Look, and I know this is going to drive people crazy. Take a look back at the last 10 to 12 games. Marcus Semien has been playing better than you think. And for people asking why he's playing every day, at least you can take solace in the fact that they dropped him to the bottom of the lineup. So, like, hopefully that will satisfy a lot of people. And he's been playing better, especially in that St. Louis series. If he can turn it on, that changes so much about this offense. With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's say we chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here.
He brought his kitchen just now?
Yes, he did. I did not expect that coming from him right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Heggy, we are rolling. How are you?
I'm doing better than Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
He just got fired.
Oh, you still have your job then, I guess.
That's true. And I know this guy.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, question. Do you think he lost his job primarily because he pushed the team too hard and they fell short of their goal, or because he's hanging on to the wisps of hair over the middle part?
Yeah, it really is unsightly there on the sidelines. You have all these celebrities. Think about the celebrities that sit courtside that have to look at that, and they just become personally offended.
You think Chalamet is like,
idea.
It's never going to be.
Even Larry David looks at that head and goes, what are we doing? I think he could go totally shaved head like you, Hagee, put on a black T-shirt, and nobody would have the balls to fire him.
It would make him look so like Stone badass. Cold?
Yeah,
I'm with you. I mean, because when you have the faux comb over, people are like, you have trouble dealing with reality. Yeah. But if you just shaved it off, had the black shirt, they'd be like, oh,
he's
no,
ready
man.
For the apocalypse.
That guy looks like he might snap.
He's going full penguin in Gotham City.
Yes.
He really isn't that... I feel like that would be a Halloween costume that he could nail.
What a good show that was.
So oh my
good.
Gosh, that show's amazing.
Now, I wanted to ask you about this quote from...
Felt bad for a sidekick there.
They man, don't, they...
I didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't either.
Heartbroken
I didn't
when it happened. I know plenty of other people are like, oh yeah, I saw it. I was like, I had no idea.
That was. I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had to make him the villain. For the
oh, yeah. Because he's too kind of likable.
Yeah, yeah
you're not totally likable, but yeah, kind of likable.
Just squash any likability right here.
Yes.
Yeah. In his armpit.
Which is what Schlossnagel tried to do for A&M fans. Do you think he regrets this quote after they won the SEC? Quote, winning the SEC title during the regular season is harder than winning a national championship. And then his team lost in the regional tournament for Texas baseball on his home field. Do you think he regrets that statement?
Yeah, I also think he regrets saying hook him, after an in-game interview.
Old habits
die
hard,
man. This dude was struggling his balls off. This like tournament time is just not, he's a regular season coach.
Do you think like, somebody was like, hey, they didn't make the tournament either? And he's like, oh, really? Wow, they were number one. What happened?
All those players stuck around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I tried getting them coming here, and they said no.
That is hilarious, dude. This College World Series has been, I mean, upset city, right?
Not good for the SEC.
The Vanderbilt was hilarious.
Yeah. Not Vanderbilt became the first number one seed to not even make the regional final since they switched to this format in 99.
That game was a blast.
Home field advantage, too. They were playing their own ballpark
that ninth inning,
Wright
though,
State.
We were watching that during the BetMGM show. It was riveting. I thought maybe they were about to walk this off and get the victory.
Bases loaded.
All right, I want you guys to be honest. Is there any part of you that was rooting for Little Rock Baseball then to defeat LSU?
Just what the hell, Heggie? What are you doing?
This is a question.
Broadus was talking about it all throughout the show
like,
yesterday.
I was. It's kind of like I pulled for number one Texas A&M not to even make the 64.
Well, look, A&M baseball and softball both made history.
Yeah.
First team in 30 years to go from number one to not even in the tournament. Woo! And then the A&M softball team became the first number one seed ever to not even win their regional. So nobody, you can think you can fail. But you can't fail the way A&M athletics.
Texas
A&M
has been failing since 1939.
You're damn right. But Little Rock was the craziest story of the tournament.
By far. And you know what? It was the numbers that they'd come into the tournament losing like 13 of their last 14 games.
Yes.
They had to win two double elimination games even to win their conference tournament.
Yes.
I was super, super impressed. They beat up on LSU two nights ago. LSU had them, shut them out in game one. But the fact that the first tournament games they've ever won in the history of their program happened in this tournament.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Good job on them, their part, though.
And then
glad they're gone.
For the College Softball World Series, we got the All-Texas Final. Texas, which is the third time in the last 4 years to be in the final. Texas Tech, which has never even made it to a super regional. Have you caught College World Series softball fever?
Hell yeah, man.
We're the show of record when it comes to the women's sports.
Look at that.
Because we will talk some Nebraska volleyball with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah.
A lot of it's on.
Brian's a big Wisconsin guy.
We're watching. Yeah. We're all about
Nebraska,
that.
We've done a lot of volleyball, softball.
Track.
Women's basketball.
Yeah.
I think it's the golden era of women's sports. There's been a better time to be a girl dad who likes sports.
Okay.
There's pro leagues all over the place. The girls are getting $1 million to pitch now. It's great. We're in the game.
What's really helpful for the future of that is the fact that Texas Tech is in the final because you're like, oh, first $1 million shot. I don't know. Boom! boom, they're in the final, and you're like,
wreck them.
I would say that's money that's well spent.
Yeah, very well spent.
Very much so.
As opposed to the Georgia quarterback, they spent $4 or $5 million on it. They couldn't get him out
of there. Yeah. That turned out less well.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised to know that Jason Kidd still wants to stick with the kid from Duke until we officially draft him?
Yes. It was surprising.
But he said Corey would win his bet at -$100,000.
Yeah, that was a benefit right there. Now I need to find $100,000 and I can win $100. So,
All right.
I just got to find that money somewhere.
Do you guys want to chip in for his?
Hey, I got a 5-ski on it.
Okay.
Five. Seems like good value.
I got it laid out right now. How do you mean
put the house up?
If you're going off this logic and it's a sure thing, it's $100,000 to win $100. So, like, would you see if you could find a crooked casino that would take your $100 million bet or whatever?
No, okay. Dude. I'll tell you why. As soon as I make that bet, now they have something to look for. Is there any way they could influence the Mavs to trade that pick or do something else with that
really
pick?
So
they're like,
out.
I got $100 million. I'll give you half of it. Yeah.
That can break a lot of legs.
Yeah. Hello, Nico.
Yeah.
Well, there was a story from, like, I think it was game one of Knicks Pacers, the crazy game where Halliburton does the choke deal and it goes to overtime. Yeah. And it was a ridiculous comeback. And the Knicks in the final, like, 2 minutes of the game had a 99% chance to win the game. So some dude bet like a few grand. Yeah. Just to win like something really small, but of course
$300,000 to win $30,000 or something like that.
I think it was a smaller scale. I think it was he dropped like $7,000 on it to win like a couple hundred bucks.
I thought it was bigger than that. I'd heard one where it was pretty significant.
Do you ever root for against people in those situations where you bet way too much money for a meager potential profit?
No.
Okay.
I'm always rooting to take down the casino.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking for plus odds.
Usually I am too, but whenever somebody's like, oh,
his name's Dan Patrick over there.
I bet against Bethune Cookman and I'm going to win. And I'm like, I hope they win. Like, I hope you lose your money.
Screw you.
Just in those scenarios. Otherwise, I'm not necessarily rooting for big casino either.
I'm always the guy that votes. I like the long shot winners.
Yeah.
So rather than the short, I like the long shot. I always love it in horse racing when somebody hits an 80-1 or something like that.
Okay,
that's when I think betting's cool.
Absolutely. Now, I know we kind of joked about it, but are you surprised about Thibodeau getting fired?
Not totally, even though you did have the immediate, like, after the fact, them coming out saying, like, the reports were, like, Thibodeau was going to be safe.
Yeah.
But then you have all the noise surrounding Karl Anthony Towns, Thibodeau. I'm sure there's players that are unhappy with him. And so I
did our little guard get him, you think?
Brunson?
That's a good question.
Did the little guard get him?
Brunson's whole family works in the building, so I'm sure Brunson had something to do with this.
When you watch the Knicks, they just looked erratic in the final minutes of games, like to close it out. I mean, Thibodeau just looked like he was in panic mode. They just didn't know what the hell they were doing. They've had a lot of success there. But I wasn't shocked. I think it's probably the right move.
I mean, he coached them into being so good they could get into these final moments is how I would look at it, and they didn't have a late game or late clock star. But what I know about Thibodeau is he's kind of like Parcells, where by year three, most of the people hate him, and by year four, most of those people have a party, and they're ready to get rid of him.
Okay.
You know? So yeah. I think you bring in Thibodeau to try to win it, knowing that within a half decade, we're going to need another coach.
I could see that. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. We do have the Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. And speaking of LSU, number 8, Josh Smith.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Big day Sunday, 3 for 5, Bombski, 4 ribbies. He'll be riding high.
I mean, he'll probably do great again tonight then because of the perpetual G-bag bump from being on the show.
Yeah. Should be Simeon-esque tonight.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.